Over the next week, hockey pucks, not baseballs, will fly around Fenway Park. For the first time ever, Fenway will be home to the National Hockey League's Winter Classic when the Bruins face the Philadelphia Flyers on New Year's Day, weather permitting. Next week, Boston University will play Boston College at the iconic ballpark-turned-hockey rink. WBUR's Sarah Bush visited Fenway recently to check out the transformation on a day when a few lucky skaters got to try out the ice.
There's a chill in the mid-morning air, but Joseph Carey is all fired up.
We're skating with the Boston Bruins, and it's really fun.
The 7-year-old from Somerville is alongside former Bruins defenseman Gary Doak.
It's the first time we skated outside, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Carey is among 17 local youth hockey players from Somerville who were chosen to participate in the first skate just a few weeks ago. They were joined by some former Bruins and their kids. Many of the former players, such as right wing Cam Neely, grew up playing pond hockey. Neely says being on the ice at Fenway reminds him of his childhood.
We're used to skating with a bunch of trees around you, and you got to, you know, watch out for leaves in the ice, so it's a little different. But it does bring it back, you know, skating outdoors. Obviously, it's something a lot of us did as kids.
You know, that was the way it was. We'd leave in the morning, and our parents would say, be home by dark.
Bruins legend Bobby Orr says he learned to play the game outdoors, too, and he's excited about the Winter Classic here.
The sound is the same as it was on the river. It brings back a lot of great memories. I think it's going to be an outstanding event. I mean, you look at the Green Monster seats. They'll be looking down onto the ice surface. I think with Fenway Park, one of the great parks in the country, the NHL, two good teams, I think it's going to be an outstanding day.
And on that date, January 1st, the league's organizers expect a packed park with 40,000 fans watching the Bruins face off against the Flyers. There have been more than 300,000 ticket requests for the game. So how did the grassy field turn into an icy rink? NHL spokesperson Jamie Horan says the league took painstaking care to guard against damaging the hallowed ground.
We spent probably 3 or 4 days just protecting the field. There's about 6,000 pieces of what's armor deck, which is what you're standing on now, that's laid down to protect the field, and there's insulation under the rinks for the moisture.
Workers sprayed 1,000 gallons of water to form 30-foot-long interlocking panels of ice. On this day, a crew is building raised decks around the rink, extending from what would be first to third on the baseball diamond. But come New Year's Day, it's a space for the Bruins and the Flyers in the NHL Winter Classic. For WBUR, I'm Sarah Bush.